Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ghost jungle drum bus from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to give your breaks that foggy, haunted, crunchy, old school but modern energy that just feels right in drum and bass and jungle. Now, this is not about throwing random distortion on a loop and calling it a day. We're going to shape the whole feel of the drum bus: transient impact, grit, low-end control, space, movement, and that eerie spectral vibe that makes a break sound like it came out of an abandoned tunnel at 3 a.m. And the best part is, we can do this mostly with stock Ableton devices, so you can follow along immediately. First thing, before any processing, get your drums organized. Put your kick, snare, break chops, pop loops, percussion, and any little Foley hits into a drum group or a drum bus. The first big rule here is balance. Make sure the kick still leads, the snare still anchors the groove, and the hats and percussion are adding motion instead of taking over. If your source drums are already overcompressed or super bright, this chain is going to exaggerate that, so start with decent material, clean enough to shape, but not so polished that it already sounds finished. At the very top of the chain, we're going to start with utility. This is your level management stage. Use it to make sure the bus isn't clipping, and keep width at 100% to begin with. If the drums feel too wide or a little smeary, you can narrow them slightly to 90 or 95%. Use bass mono only if you really need it, and be careful with that on drum buses, because you still want the groove to breathe naturally. Next, a drum bus. This is one of the most useful devices for this kind of processing, because it can instantly give your break more backbone and attitude. Start with drive somewhere around 10 to 25%. Push transients up, maybe anywhere from plus 10 to plus 35, until the break starts snapping forward. Keep boom very low or completely off at first. If you do use it, stay in the 50 to 80 Hz range and keep it restrained. Damp can sit around 20 to 40%. The key here is to add punch and grit without flattening the groove. What you want to hear is that the break starts feeling like it's being hit through a rusted warehouse PA. It should have energy, but it should still swing. Now we add saturator. This is for harmonic dirt, but we want controlled dirt, not total destruction. Try 2 to 8 dB of drive, keep soft clip on, and trim the output so the level stays roughly matched. If your snare starts losing its crack, ease off the drive. If the bus starts feeling flat, don't just crank more saturation. Sometimes the better move is to reduce the saturation and bring the transients back a bit later. The whole point is to add that slightly used, worn tape feel without turning the drums into mush. After that, put on glue compressor. This is where the bus starts feeling like one performance instead of separate drum elements. Start with a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds or 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for just 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. That's usually enough. If you want extra bite, turn soft clip on. Listen carefully here. The break should breathe, not flatten. Too much compression kills swing, and jungle lives and dies by that swing. So we want glue, not a crushed pancake. Now for the spooky part. Add erosion. This is where the ghost energy starts to come through. Erosion can add noisy, decaying high-frequency texture that makes the drums feel like they're drifting through old signal paths. Try noise or sine mode. If you're using noise, set the frequency somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz for grit on the tops and air. Keep the amount very subtle, maybe 0.5 to 3.0. If you use sine, sweep carefully, because it can get whistle-wide fast. The key with erosion is subtlety. A little goes a long way. We want spectral grime, not harsh digital fizz. If the top end gets too fizzy, reduce the amount or clean it up later with EQ. Now we add space, but this has to be controlled. You do not want a giant reverb wash on the full drum bus. You want haunted space, like the drums are echoing through a dark concrete corridor. You can use hybrid reverb if you want something more modern and flexible, or the standard reverb device if you want to keep it simple. With hybrid reverb, try a mix of 5 to 15%, a medium-small size, decay around 0.6 to 1.5 seconds, and pre-delay somewhere between 10 and 25 milliseconds. Roll off the low end with a low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and trim the highs with a high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. A room or small plate usually works really well for this kind of thing. If you use the standard reverb, keep the dry slash wet around 5 to 12%, size small to medium, decay around 0.8 to 1.2 seconds, low cut around 250 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 9 kHz. Again, the vibe is haunted room, not giant cathedral. If the break loses punch, shorten the decay or reduce the wet amount. If the snare gets a little distant but still feels cool, you're probably in the right zone. Now it's time to clean and shape the result with AQ8. This is where we tidy up whatever the earlier processing created. A good starting move is a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove subrumble. If the bus gets boxy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare becomes too sharp or pokey, try a small dip around 2 to 5 kHz. And if you need a touch of air back, a gentle shelf above 8 to 10 kHz can help. One good example shape is a high pass at 30 Hz, a small cut around 280 Hz, a slight dip around 3.8 kHz, and maybe a tiny high shelf around 10 kHz if needed. But remember, EQ in response to what you hear. Don't EQ by habit. Let the processing tell you what needs fixing. If you want even more movement, add auto filter near the end of the chain or automate it over time. This is great for intros, fills, and transitions. A low pass filter with the cutoff sitting anywhere from 10 to 18 kHz can create subtle motion, and a little resonance adds tension. You can also automate band pass sweeps for breakdowns or filter movement before the drop. This is a super effective way to make the bus feel alive without overcomplicating the sound. Now, if the main bus starts feeling too destructive, there's a really smart alternative: parallel processing. Keep one clean drum bus and send some of the signal to a return track with effects like saturator, erosion, reverb, and maybe even redux if you want extra broken texture. Then blend that return quietly underneath the dry drums. This gives you the atmosphere without sacrificing impact. A nice parallel chain might be a Q8 with a high pass around 200 Hz, then saturator, then erosion, then hybrid reverb, and maybe the compressor just to keep the spikes under control. Blend it in until you feel the ghost layer, even if you don't immediately hear obvious effects. This is where arrangement automation becomes huge. The bus is not just a static effect chain. It should move with the track. In the intro, open up the filter and let more space in. During the build, increase the saturation, raise the noise a bit, and maybe let the reverb expand slightly. Right before the drop, tighten the reverb, pull the filter back, and make the transients feel more direct. In the drop, you usually want the drums drier, punchier, and more focused, with the ghost vibe sitting just underneath rather than swallowing everything. A really useful mindset here is to think in layers, not one magic bus. Your drum group should still have a clear dry identity. The effect chain is there to add character, not replace the original impact. That's a big one. Also, monitor at lower volume while you're dialing in texture. Ghosty ambience, fizz, and room tone are much easier to judge when you're not blasting the speakers. At loud volumes, it's easy to add too much space and too much top-end grit. And always check the bus in context with your bass and atmospheres. Jungle drums can sound amazing soloed and then suddenly fight the sub or the pads in the full mix. So keep a slash B testing with the rest of the track. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Too much reverb on the full drum bus is the fastest way to kill the groove. Overcompressing the break will flatten the swing and make it feel lifeless. Too much erosion turns ghostly texture into harsh fizz. And if the low end gets muddy, especially around 100 to 400 Hz, clean that up before you do anything else. If you want some darker or heavier variations, there are a few great directions you can take. For a broken cassette feel, use a tiny bit of redux before the reverb and maybe some extra instability in the return path. For a warehouse apparition feel, keep the ambience short and physical like a small room or chamber and let the transient stay strong. For a wet shadow vibe, bandpass the return channel and let the drums feel submerged and eerie. And if you want a modern clean core, dirty outer shell approach, keep the main bus pretty clean and build the ghost character on a parallel return. That one is really useful because it keeps mix control easy. You can also get creative with resampling. Once the bus sounds good, record a few bars of it to audio. Then chop that up. Reverse hits, freeze tails, and turn the processed drums into new transition material. That's a great way to make the track feel more handcrafted and less loop-based. Here's a simple practice exercise. Take an amen-style break, a kick, a snare, and a hat loop. Put them through utility, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, erosion, hybrid reverb, and AQ8. Your mission is to make the drums darker, older, and more haunted, while keeping the groove punchy. Don't go above 10 to 15% reverb wet. Then in an 8-bar loop, automate a little more drive at bars 7 and 8. Open the filter slightly into the drop and reduce the reverb right on the downbeat. If the break still moves, the snare stays clear, and the texture feels spectral instead of muddy, you nailed it. So the big takeaway is this. A Ghost Jungle Drum Bus in Ableton Live 12 is all about controlled decay, gritty harmonics, and tight transient management. Start with a clean, balanced drum group. Use drum bus for punch and attitude. Use saturator and glue compressor to thicken and bind. Use erosion for spectral grit. Add short, dark reverb for haunted space. Clean up with EQ8 and automate the whole thing so it breathes with the arrangement. Keep it subtle. Keep it intentional, and your drums will feel like they've been pulled through an abandoned tunnel in the middle of a jungle rave. That's the vibe. That's the ghost. Let's build it.